Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. If you are in an area where you're getting hit by twisters, take cover now. If you are in an area, but take the computer with you and still listen to us. And if you're going to get them tomorrow, here's a song for you. Move on and get the show on the road. By now you guys all hear it now. Let's bring up my co-host. We have Liz, and I'd like to welcome her to the chat room. Liz, say hello to everyone.
Hi, everyone. Yes, I finally jumped in. I'll be able to read what's going on instead of going, what?
So Liz is Liz0920 is Liz up here on the phone line. Okay, our next person is Cherry Twister Garcia.
Terrible.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everybody in the chat room, podcasters. Hi, Ron. Hi, Liz.
Hello.
I'm not in the chat room.
We are having one of those days here in St. Louis. It is Twister time. Mm.
I love that movie, Twister.
I do too. I watch that over and over.
One of my dreams is to go storm chasing. Did you guys know that?
No.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to go take a storm chase. Like, when I get feeling better and I can actually get up and do stuff. Yeah, that would be a fun job. Should I put that on my bucket list?
Yeah, why not?
I'll put that on my bucket list. So, you guys doing good this week?
Ron, I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, I got work issues.
You always have work issues.
Mm-hmm.
And Cherry, how's you doing?
I'm hanging in here. I had a doctor's appointment today, and I blew it off and canceled it because I didn't want to go out and play in these storms. So I rescheduled it. It was just one of those basic doctor's appointments, and I wasn't going to go out and drive around in twisters. So
does Jen Frog and me have to come there and spank you?
No.
No, I understand personally. I would have canceled it too.
I would have too.
Welcome to the show tonight. We have the return of the match game tonight. So get ready, somebody, to play that. I would love to have two people tonight to play that. Oh, we did have two people last week, too. We'll play the match game. And I got some doozies of questions from reality stars to a couple of our chatters. And also, we're going to do current events. We'll talk a little reality shows. And we will hope I can make it through the whole hour without coughing up nothing. So let's start by doing this. Okay, I want to talk about this subject too. I had some other subjects, so I want to start with a subject that this is not the current events. So, are you guys, who in the chat room, if you are tired of hearing about the royal wedding, say push one. If you're not tired, push two. And Cherry, you're in charge of watching.
Do I count?
Yeah, anybody can put it. But, I mean, are you guys, I'm so sick of it. I think every time I listen to the a show, it seems like it's 2 weeks away.
And that's then, all that's on the news?
Yeah, I mean, not on the news, but like the Today Show and Good Morning America. I'm just sick of it.
Yeah, I get that.
And the fact that he's not going to wear a ring.
What do you mean? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's...
That's the newest?
Yeah, that's been the whole thing like for the last 2 weeks, is that he's not going to wear a ring. And, oh, my goodness, he's bucking the system, and, you know, it's just a big ordeal now because he's not following suit, you know, and the whole anarchy of, you know, the whole what they're supposed to do, and he's refusing to wear a wedding ring, and what, you know, a sin that is, and you know, she's got this gorgeous ring that she's going to wear, and she's got this gorgeous wedding gown. They're talking about
how... Why
doesn't
he want to wear a ring?
Red Wine says he wants to wear a cock ring instead.
Funny.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think he's actually said publicly why he doesn't want to wear one.
Is it truth or is it tabloid truth?
No, it is truth. Okay. Cupcake Sue says it's Rebel Generation.
Yeah, that's
and that
true.
Could be. Just
maybe he's going to get it tattooed on.
Maybe.
Never know.
But he just doesn't want to wear a ring, I guess. So.
Such the rebel.
Mr. No Pants says, be a man. Don't wear pants, no ring. No big deal.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not planning on getting a ring when I get married. Personally, just to let you know.
You
I don't have no
desire. Are
you planning
on that today?
What?
Are you planning on one of those today?
What do you mean?
A wedding.
No, I'm just saying. When I do get married, I don't care to have one.
I'm teasing.
Now, if the wife want one, she can buy her own.
Can buy her own?
I'm joking. Ha, ha.
So, I like this one. So he can cheat on his wife.
But,
my husband can't wear his wedding ring.
How come?
Yeah, maybe he has a disease.
There's two reasons why my husband can't wear his ring. he has a little tumor on that finger for one reason, and then he also is a welder, and having metal on your hand when you're a welder really isn't a good idea. Most of the time they wear gloves when they're welding, but just the same, it's really not good to have metal. So he has a chain that he has it on that he wears around his neck when we go out and, you know, go places on weekends and that kind of thing. But he normally doesn't wear one unless we're going out really nice to a nice place or something like that. He has the chain that he wears it on. So some men don't wear one. So
yeah.
Well, it sounds like the chat room is about as dead with it as I am.
Yeah, anytime you know what, it doesn't affect our country, and it's like a fantasy world that everybody wants to constantly live in. A queen and a prince and all that other BS.
You know what, Ron? It's going to be even worse after the royal wedding, because then everybody's going to have to critique it, and, you know, they're going to have to talk about who went and who did what at the wedding and who wore what, and it's going to be talked about for probably the next month at least.
You know, Friday will be a dead day too. It'll be all over the news.
Is that
It'll probably be on all three channels. They'll probably interrupt soap operas.
Yeah.
Oh, they're interrupting soap operas anyways. But
permanently.
Yeah, there's only like four left, right?
There was, yeah, now there will be.
Yeah.
But there was five or six. Yeah, Bold and Beautiful, Young and Restless, Days, and General Hospital. It's funny. I want to talk about soap operas for a second and some of these guys. We're just do it for a second. Don't leave us. I watched General Hospital today, and I felt like I've watched it. You know, the last time I watched it was like a couple months ago, and it was like I just, you know,
like you just
watched it. Yeah.
I did the same thing, Ron, with my friend. I was hanging out at her house. She's watching General Hospital. I'm like, they're still together? Like, I'm asking all these questions. Like, really? I felt like a dingy.
Now, there was a couple storylines that I like to catch up on. I mean, it was kind of funny. I was, like, laughing and everything. So, that's...
I get that.
Just a little segue to, you know, how, you know, we, you know, you don't have to follow them all the time. I think soap operas are just going to die, but I hate that they are. I'm hoping Oprah will pick some of them up. I know she's talking about doing it, so maybe she will.
Oh, that's her goal? That's her thing she's doing?
Yeah, on her television. I know that's what they're trying to get them to pick up, like, As the World Turns and General Hospital or Guideline. So, okay, my next subject. We got some more subjects. Now let's do this. Let's start with Cherry. It's time for current events, guys. Cherry, what is your current event?
Well, my current event is tornadoes. We've been going through them lately, and today, yesterday I think it was, or the day before, they hit a lot in the southern states. North Carolina got hit with many, and I think 44 people died. Today we're getting hit with plenty of them here in Missouri and Illinois, and many of the national storm chasers, Ron, that you mentioned that you would like to do someday, converged on Missouri and Illinois. And one of our local weather forecasters was talking about them being here in our area and gave us a really cool website that we could go to and watch them with their live feeds from their car. And I went onto the website, logged in, and it is one of the coolest sites I have ever been to. You can actually watch the live stream from the storm chasers as they're chasing the tornado, and you get the live feed from their car. It is just too cool. So, Ron, if you want to be a storm chaser, you can watch them as they're doing it and at least get a feel for what it's like, and then you'll know whether you really want to get out there and do it or not. it's called tornadovideos.net, and you do have to sign up, log in or whatever, join the site, but it's just a basic, you know, sign on. And there's Jayhawkers, Omaha Twister Chasers, Storm Track Alley, all
kinds
of different...
Send me those links, because I can't remember.
You know what? You're going to have to get on there when there's, like, no tornado and see what they're doing. I'm just curious.
Fun too, yeah.
What do you do in your downtime?
But it was really fun to go on and see some of these guys that do this professionally, out there doing what they do, and see them actually sending it out live. And it was fun to watch until it started coming toward my house, and then it was like, oh, I think I gotta go.
Yeah, I'm over this.
But yeah, it was really interesting. If you really like to watch the, you know, weather and that kind of thing, it was a lot of fun. So that was one of my things. And for those of you who listen to me talk about my dove and the bird story, I told you all that the eggs didn't make it. And now there's an update on Mama Bird. She has went back to the nest and laid new eggs. So we're starting the whole process over again. Mama Bird's back on the nest. So there's my...
That's like your weekend update. Review.
There's my updates for the week.
I like that. You got some good ones. Okay, Liz, your turn.
Well, you know, I told Cherry earlier I'm going to stick with the same theme. And now my issue with the air traffic controllers. Do they need to watch a movie when people are in the air? You know, come on. Worry about the plane. And then, you know, they had a problem with Mrs. Obama's plane because who knows what that air traffic controller was doing. They're always doing something. I mean, I know they get paid enough. So that's just my thing, my issue, my flight issue. Hopefully in 3 weeks I'll be over it.
Okay, Wade.
What?
I am trying to see what Mr. No Pants is talking about. Okay, Mr. No Pants, what the fuck did you just write about? What is Erica and the twin brothers? Please, enlighten me. Did you see this conversation? I thought it was something with Sue.
Oh, they're causing major issues in my world.
Apparently it's got to do with all my children.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're not talking about Erica. I thought they were talking about my girl, Erica. I was going to say, I'll get through this computer and beat his ass if he was talking about Erica. Okay, I understand now. I understand. I thought you were talking about Big Brother. Yes. I was going to say, I was going to kick your ass for that.
Did anybody hear anything about the reality rally?
Yeah, you should have been here last night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was a big topic of conversation last night.
But we can, I mean, we can, if you remember much, where I can rest my voice till I talk next. Cherry?
Well, Michelle went over exactly what happened from rally spot to rally spot. They kind of set it up like the Amazing Race so that there was...
We don't care about that part. Let's go to the juice.
Yeah, I want the juice. forget, I heard there was some drama.
Tell about Marty.
Yeah, I heard there was some drama.
Yeah, Marty got his hand smashed in a car. And,
ow.
Yeah, his hand is broken. His thumb looks terrible. If you have him on your Facebook, he has a picture of it on his Facebook, and it looks horrible.
Oh. I heard there was drama with the girl from The Apprentice.
The girl from The Apprentice.
Yeah.
I haven't heard about that one.
Well, I was reading it. Where the hell was I reading it? Oh, I think I was reading it on Twitter.
Hmm. You might have some drama scoop that we don't know about.
Well, it was just stuff that was flying back and forth with Mertz. Now, I know my girl Carly got really drunk at the wine tasting and didn't get up in time to make it to the rally.
Oops.
Yeah.
Sounds like her.
Yeah. And she said she got all dressed to the next day to, you know, to do her thing, and she fell asleep. She passed right back out again. God love her.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff we talked about last night, but I don't want to rehash that stuff.
No, I just wanted to see if there was anything good.
Just so you all know, it is absolutely monsooning here right now, so if I would lose power, my lights just flickered. So if I would lose power, I didn't just go away because, like, I decided to, like, hang up or...
No, I hung up on her.
We know you don't want to hang out with us anymore.
I see. It is, like, monsooning right now. Just wanted to let you guys know, just in case.
Okay. Let's do this. Are you guys ready for the new hot game on the Rad Reality Show? This is the game that last week was talked about all week long. It's the matching game. Who's going to call in? Who will be tonight's contestant? Anybody could call in. 347-237-5506. Can you match the answers that Liz and Cherry has? Who's going to call? Call in. First two callers will be put up. Make sure you push one, and please call in, two of you guys, you know. And Mr. No Pants, I expect you to call in as one, because I think you would be fun at this. And let me just tell you, we have topics tonight, some good topics. So it's going to be an interesting one.
Cherry, I can't keep up with your typing, man. You type way too fast for me.
I'm not a very quick typer.
What? Then that's not saying much for me, because I can't. I'm watching how fast you're going. You're good.
So, guys, I want to play a little song, and we'll be back to play the game if anybody calls in.
Thank you, Liz. I've been back.
Too fast, my head's pounding like a dynamite blast. Tried to sleep in on Saturday. This hangover sure having its way, but good thing the dogs are playing UT on the TV, cause that's reason enough for me to get a six pack of Remedy. I got my buzz back, now I'm feeling alright. Ain't nothing gonna hold me down tonight, cause I'm a pilot of this party flight. Couple of beers and my good friend Jack. I got my buzz back. I got my buzz back. Yeah. 7 digits sitting in my
home. The thought of her won't leave me alone. There was making out and making plans. And maybe tonight we can do it again, yeah. Got the nerve to call her.
Caller 506. Name and where you're calling from and everything.
This is Mr. No Pants calling from Canada.
Okay. We need to get one more person. You want to call somebody out in the chat room? We need to get
Doesn't
one more
person. Doesn't matter.
How about Sue? Cupcake Sue.
Who?
I'll take on you guys. Somebody. Somebody from the panel.
You know what? You know what? Because
it should be me against you.
You know, no, I've wrote the questions.
Oh.
But I didn't have my answers. So I'm going to go ahead and play if no one will call in. I mean, I don't care if Vicky call in. I don't care if you call in again. It's better to have two people. But we got to go fast because Mr. No Pants is going to lose his pants and cell phones.
What happened to Michelle from Brooklyn?
I don't know. I'm upset with her because she's
probably
one
watching
of the,
basketball or something.
And Jen Frog, no, its season's over with.
They're all afraid. They knew they were going to lose.
And Jen Frog is not here, and I got a question about her.
Uh-oh.
So what's this? What's the dirt on the Temecula rally? What happened there?
I was reading Twitter, and I just was reading that Mertz was saying that there was drama going on.
Oh yeah,
with some girl from The Apprentice.
Oh my God.
Okay,
you
we got Vicky.
The bottom of this.
We got Vicky up here. Yeah, I read some of it. Vicky, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, Vicky. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Cherry, you
nope.
just jinxed
no
me. I'm sorry. Cherry, you jinxed me.
How'd I do that?
My computer just shut
so,
off.
We got to do this fast for Mr. No Pants doesn't get hanged up on.
Okay.
So we gotta keep it crispy and going, okay? So, Mr. No Pants and Vicky,
yeah.
Do you remember how to play the game?
Yes.
Yes, I remember.
Okay, so I'm going to give... Vicky, you're the returning champion too, ain't you? You won last week, didn't you?
You could say that.
Yeah, so this is perfect. You're the returning champion. You need to play, whoever wins needs to call in next Tuesday. Okay, so Vicky, I'm going to let you go first. A or B?
A.
Okay. Here it is. Now, Mr. No Pants, you don't answer. Liz and Cherry, you once you guys get your answer in your head, say you're ready. And Vicky, get thinking about Cheers. Dr.
Okay.
Will saw Amber from Big Brother 8 and told her she should fix blank that part of your body.
Ooh. He called who?
Amber from Big Brother 8. Wamber.
Got it.
Cherry?
Got it.
Okay, Vicky, what's your answer?
Should fix her tear ducts.
What?
She should fix her tear ducts.
Okay.
She cries too much.
Okay, I got you. Cherry, tell us your answer.
Well, I just put her eyes.
I'm going to call it a match. Okay. Liz.
Well, I was going to say fix your face.
Well, that's not a match.
No, I know.
Okay, Mr. No Pants, you ready for yours?
Yes.
1 point, Vicky, 0 points, Mr. No Pants. But you ready for yours?
Yes.
Okay. Gordon Ramsay yelled so loud in Hell's Kitchen that he blanked. Wait, no, wait. Give me a second. Gordon Ramsay yelled so loud in Hell's Kitchen that he... I can't remember this word. I had to reword it. Give me a second. Gordon Ramsay yelled so loud in Hell's Kitchen that he blanked. He was so loud. He caused blank. That's what it is, Mr. No Pants. He caused blank. He was so loud. My hand started to cramp up on me, that word.
Got it.
Jerry?
Okay.
Mr. No Pants, your answer?
I'm drawing a blank here, so I'm going to say earthquake.
Okay, Liz, what did you answer?
Plates to fall.
Damn.
Cherry, what did you answer?
I put the building to collapse.
No, they ain't a match. I was going to give you that one, but nah. It was a good effort, Mr. No Pants.
Yeah.
Actually, what I would have put, just to let you know, I would have put that the dead woke up. Okay, next question goes to Mr. No Pants because he's losing this round, and he has to match at least one to win. Okay, you ready? A or B? Okay, let's do this. Vicky.
Yes?
Mr. No Pants? No, wait. Mr. No Pants, you will just instant message me the word. Okay? Can you hear me, Mr. No Pants? We're going to be on a delay. So just instant message me. Say yes if you read me, hear me. No, Mr. No Pants. you are going to instant message me and listen to this one, okay? So we're going to go ahead and do Mr. No Pants. Yeah, so instant message me, you know, private message me your answer. Okay, Jen Frog the other day met the house rodent. Jen Frog tried to blank him.
Repeat that, Ron.
Jen Frog the other day met the house rodent. Jen Frog tried to blank him.
I know what I want to say. It's pretty bad.
Mr. No Pants, instant message me when you get the thing done. Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I ask you guys first? Yeah, perfect, Mr. No Pants. Do I ask you first for the answer? I can't remember. I had a brain freeze.
Yeah.
No, I tell Mr. No Pants the answer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys both locked in, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, kind of gave me a shake up. He asked for Lane's number, or she asked him for Lane's number. Liz, what did you have?
She asked the rodent where Lane was.
It's a match. I called it a match. Okay. Cherry, what was yours?
She tried to kiss him.
Okay. Now, Vicky,
yes?
You can win this game right now if you match one person. Okay?
Okay.
Here's your question. Michelle from the Bronx is so from New York. She was in Georgia and went to a gas station and asked for blank. They told her they didn't have any of that.
Michelle from the Bronx went to a gas station and asked for something, and they did not have it.
Right,
okay,
because of her
okay.
being from Chicago, New York.
Okay,
don't say the answer, Cherry. Liz, lock in your answers. I'm going to have to get us something while you guys think, because you guys don't think out loud. Cherry.
I'm kind of stuck.
I am, too. That's a tough one.
I know there's so many things that New York has.
Just
for.
Pick something. Because this dead air is going to kill us.
Cigarette.
No.
Do you want me to say
wait.
It first?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Liz, Cherry,
what?
Think of something. Tell me it's locked in.
It's
and
locked in.
You can't use cigarettes because you already said it out loud.
Okay, go ahead.
You both got something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Vicky.
I'm going to say a bagel.
Okay. So, Cherry, what did you type in or put in?
Pizza.
Wrong answer. Liz, your turn.
I was just going to say chewing tobacco.
What? Okay, wait. She went down south.
Yeah.
Do you not think they chew down here? More people chew down here. No, you guys missed this whole question.
I guess I did.
You know what I... Listen, here's what I would have said. Pop.
I thought about pop, but...
Or,
I don't know if they call it pop in New York or not.
Or something like a... Like a hot dog, you know, their style.
Yeah, I was... For me, it was a toss-up between hot dog and bagel.
Yeah,
I didn't
guys,
get it.
Okay, we got one more question. So
I've never been
time,
in New York.
It was more about being from the north in the south.
Okay, I got you. I got it now. I understand it.
There is no poll in this question. Red Wiener, you fill in the blank. Oh, guys, you guys, frustration after Mr. No Pants. Okay, Mr. No Pants, and Vicky, listen up to this question. Liz, listen up to the question. Cherry, listen up to the question. I'm gonna let Vicky.
Yeah.
If you are Mr. No Pants, you or Mr. No Pants can answer one person first. You will win. I'll do it after we answer. Get your answers locked in, okay? And yeah, I'm not getting frustrated. I'm just it's starting to get to a point where I was having to. It seems like drag stuff out of people. Ryan Seacrest, before each show, does this blank to get ready. So, Vicky, think about your answer. Cherry, think about your answer.
Think about your answer.
And Mr. No Pants, instant message me yours.
Oh, did he lose? He lost his phone?
Okay, can you say the question one more time?
Yes, I'll say the question one more time. Ryan Seacrest, before each of the American Idol show, does this blank to get ready. Okay. So, Mr. No Pants, when you get your answer, throw it into me. And, guys, I'm not really frustrated. My throat's just starting to... To run short on me, and I'm wanting to get this done faster tonight. And
got it.
Okay, Cherry.
Got it.
Cherry, I got
Vicky.
Thunder.
You what?
I got thunder.
Vicky.
Yes.
And you, this okay, Vicky? Are you ready?
Okay.
Be confident about that.
Yeah,
I know.
It's just for fun.
I have an answer, but it's not a good. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just
are
for fun.
Ready?
Don't.
Okay. He
yeah, it's just for fun.
In.
Don't stress over it, guys.
Okay.
And that's what I'm
are
trying
you ready
to,
for me to
no,
say it?
No, I will tell the person who will answer when I'm ready. Okay, so this is how we're going to do it. Cherry.
Ron.
If Mr. No Pants or Vicky matches your question, answer. The first person to match, I'm going to start with Cherry, and then we'll go to Liz. So Mr. No Pants put down makeup. Vicky, what did you put?
He puts lifts in his shoes.
What?
He puts lifts, L-I-F-T-S, puts lifts in his shoes.
Okay, Cherry Garcia. Cherry Garcia, what was your answer?
I put he primps in front of the mirror and takes a breath mint.
Okay, I'm going to right now give a list. Now, Liz, what was your answer?
Mine was look at himself in the mirror.
Well, because this was our last question, Mr. No Pants wins this week. So get your phone charged before next week.
Oh.
Okay, I got to take a break.
Hey, I have a bit of news. Do you want me to talk about it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's hear.
Okay, some of you probably heard of a slap fest that went on at Reality Nation, is it called? Between Sheila and Reagan, Reality Rally.
Okay, this is some of the smut.
Sheila and Reagan.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tomorrow Sheila is going to call in to Nikki's chat and talk about it. So if you want to hear it straight from Sheila, then you can listen to Nikki's show tomorrow, and Sheila will call in and talk about what happened. She tried to talk about it, during the event, but she came over to Kevin Campbell to do the interview, and then she was interrupted by Matt and totally got sidetracked. So she will call into Nikki's show tomorrow and give the scoop. And Nikki's show is on at 4 o'clock California time. I don't know what they call it, but 4 o'clock California time, and it's 6 o'clock Central time.
Wait, she smacked Reagan or Reagan smacked her?
No. It's Evil Dick tweeted that Sheila and Reagan just had a slap fest or a slap fight.
Uh-huh.
It was not a physical slap fight. It was verbal.
Oh.
He made it sound like
yeah,
it was
Michelle
physical
talked
to me.
About
that's
it last
what it,
night.
A lot of people thought it was physical, but it wasn't. It was verbal. Yeah, Michelle did briefly talk about it. I'm sure she didn't give as much details as Sheila will give tomorrow. But it's Sheila will call in herself and talk on Nikki's show tomorrow.
That's funny. That's good stuff. I knew there was some drama that went down.
Yeah, we knew about that one, though. Sorry.
Yeah, I know you knew of the drama, but I just want to let everyone know that Sheila will clear it all up, what happened tomorrow on Nikki's chat. She'll call in.
That'll work. Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, Sheila and I had a long talk last night after I said I had to get off here to go to bed because I got beat up by a 2-year-old. Yeah, that didn't happen. That didn't happen.
That's funny. All right, well, I should try to... I got to work. I was going to say, I'd like to catch up on that one.
Yeah, you can call in and listen to it. I actually have a dinner date tomorrow, so I won't be on Nikki's show, but I'm probably going to call in to listen. I may push the number one to talk, but I doubt it because I'll be out at dinner. But I do know you can call in and listen just like you can here.
That sounds fun. Ron, how's your throat? You getting back to normal?
No, I'm losing it.
All right.
Well, we still got a couple minutes. I'm trying to remember if I'm done with topics that we were going to talk about. Now, I had some reality stuff I wanted to talk about. But I don't know if I can pull it off.
What about that moron on The Real World?
Yeah, talk about that. Jerry, did you watch this last week?
Did I watch what?
The Real World.
I have it on TiVo, but I haven't watched it.
Oh, then you know what? I don't want to spoil it for you.
Yeah.
Because it's actually pretty entertaining. And I don't want to ruin that for you.
I watched Top Chef Masters this week.
You know, I got an interesting email today on the reality end. Why, I don't know. But I got an email today asking, they were casting for Kitchen Nightmares, which happens to be my all-time favorite reality. Don't ask me why. And that's probably because of my job. But they were looking for restaurants in Southern California to go into for Kitchen Nightmares. Very entertaining.
How funny.
Did you guys watch this last Friday's?
I did.
There again, I think we have it on TiVo. We're behind a lot.
Yeah, some of them are just downright nasty.
I know. It makes
this week,
you scared to go in a restaurant.
Kind of boring. This week was kind of boring.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, I didn't think she was, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, she really, really didn't want help, but she wanted help. And
the Jamaican lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after he talked to her, she, like, really opened up.
That's what I meant. It just wasn't as dramatic, you know.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for her kid a little bit because he wants to help so much. And
yeah, but she also said that he didn't come, you know, he would just not show up some days. And she's a control freak, that's for sure.
Top Masters is on Wednesday
night.
Top Masters is on Wednesday nights. I love the show.
That one I haven't seen.
It's on Bravo. It's
Ron, I'm going to have to teach you what to look for to figure out who they buy their products from. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
When I'm watching things like that, I can pick out what's from what company. It's pretty bad. Like, I can do it anywhere. It's.
I know something that probably many people didn't watch tonight, but the Jamie Oliver Revolution, another great show of that.
Too. I watched that tonight.
Oh, I love that show. He is having such a damn hard time this season, though.
Because nobody will let him in?
What?
Nobody will let him in.
What?
Nobody will let him, like, get involved.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. I thought you said there would be lots of men.
No. let them in.
Yeah, I get you now. It's probably my ears. I'll blame me.
Okay.
But yeah, but tonight's show was really good. And is I sit back and want one of his hamburgers tonight, Jerry, so bad. Because I could probably eat one of them.
A veggie burger, sure.
They weren't all veggie burgers, weren't they? Something else too.
I think he had maybe like a turkey burger kind of thing.
No, I think they were beef. But they were...
The 90% lean?
Mm-hmm. No problem, Mr. No Pants. I have fun doing this.
Relax.
Poor Ron.
Yeah, it's like, don't push it.
That cough just gets to him, and sometimes the longer he talks, the worse it gets, so it's hard for him at times.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, don't push it.
Toward the end of the show, his cough kicks in, and he just can't help it.
Yeah, keep on talking about why.
we're going to keep talking about you, but you're not really all around and listening.
Fortunately, I'm really glad that they put this new machine in his house. It's not really a machine. It's
monitor.
Yeah. Did we talk about that last night?
Yeah. Well, some of the people weren't here last night. They didn't
yeah,
hear.
Yeah. Give
this.
A quick talk about that.
It's a scale, and it's got the cuff that you put on to take your blood pressure, the blood pressure cuff, and then it also has the thing that you put on your finger that tests the saturation of oxygen in your blood. And it all is tied into his phone line, and if any of the readings are too far out of whack, the readings go into the home health care service.
No, they go in anyways. Everything goes in.
But all the readings go in there, but if the readings are too far out of kilter, someone will be contacting and coming out to Ron's house to take care of him right away because they'll see that the readings are too far out of whack. So at least now they will be monitoring him in a much more close way that through the system, that they'll know what his readings are and they'll be able to monitor what his oxygen saturation is, what his blood pressure is, and all that will be sent into their system on a regular basis. So that's a good thing.
Hey, guys.
Something, you know.
I did want to make another – I had one more topic. So before we quit, I want to talk about it. But I'm going to sit back and let you guys fill the chat room, and I'll chime in towards the end with the answer or with some – see, I want to hear what you guys have to say. Vicky, I want to let you go back into the chat room, okay? Or are you not there?
Okay. Oh, I'm in the chat room.
Okay, good. I want to talk about it. So I want to mute you, and or you can hang up.
I'll go ahead and hang up.
Okay. Thank you for calling in and playing the game.
Oh, no problem. See you. Bye.
Okay. The last subject of the night, and this is Big Brother subject of the night. Okay. Okay, lots of people go into the Big Brother house and then come out and become more famous, right? Jeff?
Some do, yeah.
No, wait, listen to the... You got to listen to me out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Please. I want this. There's a pinpoint conversation. What I'm trying to get at is there's many that go into the house. Not too many, but maybe one or two or three, maybe one a season at least, that, you know, becomes a little more, you know, famous once in a while. So, here's my question for you guys. I was talking to somebody today, and we were talking about how many people went into the house that was already famous. And I'm going to throw the one name out of the way where we can get her out of there. And that's Sheila Kennedy. I mean, she was already a penthouse model. Yeah, again, I'm talking before the show, not after. Before the show. And we're talking fame, not successful person. So can you think of anybody that had any kind of yeah, but he wasn't famous. Jerry, let you guys turn now.
Are you talking about like Boogie and Dr. Will, that type of famous? Or is that infamous?
I think you got it back up. You got it backwards. You hear me?
Yeah. Oh, that we're okay. I gotcha.
So like okay, let's Sheila Kennedy.
She was
a penthouse model. She was in a few movies, and she was in the Big Brother house, but she was already famous. That's why you guys are kind of getting this over your head.
I'm trying to think of anybody else that was already.
Yeah, I am too.
There is nobody.
Yeah.
At least me and the person I was talking to today couldn't think of any.
No, I mean, I
I thought maybe Shima, because Shima had a, wasn't she before going in there?
Were you gonna count like Britney? Because she's.
I'm not counting
gay
porn. What I want to talk about recognizable people, you know, people that was actually a recognizable name.
I guess in Well, in some worlds, Brittany would have been because she was in pageantry.
We're talking Big Brother.
Yeah.
I'm Brittany. Talking to Red Wings.
Oh.
I don't know. I can't really think of anybody else that...
Yeah, I can't either. Do you have anybody else, Ron?
No, I can't think of anybody that was in a movie. Here, let's run this down. Was there anybody that was in a movie, a legit movie, in Big Brother house before going into the house?
No.
Not that I know of.
I know. I'm trying to see. What the fuck? Never.
Whatever. And the response in the chat room is?
There is none.
Well, it's because... Maybe you've already answered your own question.
What?
Well, nobody, there isn't anybody.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, well, okay, yeah, you know, Matt, I said Matt today, too, and I thought Matt had a little, you know, yeah, he had a band, and he was on Average Joe. So, yes.
Matt Hoffman?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know he was on Average Joe.
So, he was one, like, you know. No, Rainey wasn't famous before going into the house. She's trying to be famous now.
Lola says Janelle did small movie roles before BB.
So, yeah, I mean, but, I mean, I feel, I mean, I knew who Sheila Kennedy was when I saw her picture, you know, and I saw, you know, her bio, you know, and even her name. Yeah. I believe that one. So, just a little subject to talk about. We were just talking about how, you know, the people. I mean, yeah, there's pageant winners maybe, and but there's nobody that really before going into the house. I didn't say nothing about Playboy. I didn't even... Honestly, I don't even know. First of all, she was in Penthouse. And second of all, I hadn't seen that. I knew it because of the movie. So, blah, Lisa.
Blah.
So. I mean, but I just think it's an interesting subject, I thought. And I thought you guys would, you know, think of somebody. I'm just, you know, I'm... How about Howie? I mean, was Howie... No? No,
what's
you
the
never...
name of the movie?
She was in, like, the Chevy Chase movie. And, Vicky, help me out. With the names in the movies that she was in before going into the house. She was in that Chevy Chase movie, European Vacation, and then
Ellie.
She did Ellie. So. And I think she had a couple other ones. But Ellie, she was the lead role. So I'm trying to think of other people, so I can't think of any either. I mean, there must be somebody that we... I think Survivor does it more, though. Survivor
has a
lot.
Yeah, I think there's been a few Survivor
people
that... Penner, for one.
I mean, Jimmy Johnson, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
But, so, guys, it's time to say goodnight. Come back Thursday. I don't know where Ben is. So I don't know if he has a guest lined up. So, we'll talk to y'all. We'll talk to y'all Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out my CareBridge. Get a link for that. And keep updated there. We'll be probably updating that. I guess some stuff to say, update. So, good night, y'all.
Good night, everyone. Have a great
night.
Everyone. Hope to see you back on Thursday. Good night, Liz. Good night, Ron.
Bye, guys.